Je parle un peu trop à mes plans. Personne n'écoute dans le zoom. Fuir à la planète, c'est tentant. Cette année va finir un jour. Yeah, yeah. Oh, c'est la musique populaire.
Elle a le booty nominé à la disque. C'est vous à la radio, on est radioactif. Y'a des fleurs partout pour qui veut bien voir. J'ai dit Verdun, c'est un pays tropical. On veut tous faire des millions. Well, you love today, can't fight the feeling. Go sit down on my way. Come on, bouge ton pain. Comme s'il y avait personne d'autre ici. Oh, yeah, I'll get down. Come on, bouge ton pain. Comme s'il y avait personne d'autre ici. Oh, I'm so glad you could stay now. Yeah.
Les années 20, la marée monte. J'vide mon verre, fait le monde. Mais quel jour, oui, c'est ma fête. Microdose devrait te plaire.
Prends les yeux, I'm gone.
On veut tous faire des millions. Well, you love today, give that feeling.
Say what?
Yo, sit down on my way. Come on.
Don't ask none to push that shore. Shake your shit and push that shore. Même si t'as oublié ce que ta maman t'a donné. Yeah. Don't ask none to push that shore. Shake your shit and push that shore. Rappelle-toi de bouger ce que ta maman t'a donné. Yo!
drum beating us up forever, sir, and the rest is meaningless.
Hi, welcome back to All Things McGill, CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya.
I'm Annika.
And I'm Mika.
Rose is indisposed, so we have a new co-host today.
Say hi to the vibes, Mika.
Hi, vibes.
Welcome to All Things McGill.
Are you excited to be here?
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thanks for having me.
Do you want to say a little thing about yourself?
I am Maya and Rose's roommate, which means that I listen to them record the show, but that I never listen to the show. I also... you know, I'm like an acquaintance with Annika. That's pretty much
it. Yeah, we've met on occasion. We call her friends. Like, I don't really like her that much. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just not. The vibes are rancid with Mika.
Very rancid. It's going to be awkward today.
Yeah, wow, exactly. That's lots of tension in this room right now.
Yeah, guys, sorry. Sorry to bring our beef into this, but, you know, the world's got to know Mika's crazy.
Yes, our four listeners.
Yeah.
Anyways, exactly. Class registration was just a few days ago.
It was.
And it was kind of chaotic because I usually never sign up for classes until like 3 days before school starts.
Really?
Yeah, and then I was suddenly surrounded by people who actually like register for classes on time.
I cannot believe. How do you get into anything that you need to be in?
I just end up getting into everything.
That could never be me. I get so anxious sometimes that I wasn't going to be in any classes that I wanted to be in.
Yeah,
so... We had to compete for the intro classes first year, so... Like,
oh, yeah.
We've just, like, been programmed.
No, exactly. Like, the intro to poly, like, 400 seats and 8,000 people want to be in it. Same with, like, psych and stuff. So, like, that was a tooth and nail fight, and that was before we even got to McGill.
Wow.
So... And we're pre-programmed to be fighters at course registration.
And I didn't realize, like, every person has a specific time that they can start signing up.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, I, like, just woke up at 8 and I signed up at, like, 9 and I didn't have to wait. But my boyfriend had to wait till 9:36.
Oh.
So I felt very superior.
I think what they base it on is how many credits you have left in your degree.
Interesting.
That's why we, like, as U3s, we get to go, or I guess you guys are U4s.
I literally have 3 credits left, so I have able to sign up at 8:08.
That's amazing, 8:08. Mine originally was 9:36, and then I changed nothing about my degree, and it changed to 11:02.
What did you change your degree to?
I didn't change anything. I just left it, and then it randomly just changed my time, and I was like, that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah. But alas, I got into pretty much everything. This is the first year that I got into pretty much everything that I wanted to be in, because usually all the classes that I want to be in are filled up by the first day when the U, like, threes and twos are registering.
Yikes.
And so this year, I was very ecstatic to be in most of my first choice classes, so.
That's amazing.
I know.
What are you most excited for?
I'm in a class called, I think Critical Race and Social Justice Theories or something like that. Pumped for that one. Pumped for media and politics. Just like, in addition to, you know, being on my first choice classes, I'm like, this is the first year I'm genuinely excited about all of my classes.
Oh my gosh.
So that's pretty hype. That's pretty hype. Yeah. What about you guys? What's your class schedule looking like? Well, you guys have less credits than I do, because I've got a full 3 semesters left.
Yeah.
Three semesters. Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Rose and I, we were gonna just like be one and done,
mm-hmm.
but then we switched to honors
last minute, a couple days ago.
So now we have to take a bunch of classes. So I'm excited for my honors seminar. I'm intimidated.
Is it the covert war one?
I have no idea what it is.
Oh, okay.
It's the international politics one, whichever international politics seminar is happening in the fall.
I think it's covert war. I know, but it's a DUIC seminar, right?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. I know a bunch of people who are in a DUIC seminar for, maybe it's winter.
I think they change it every, well, is it for this year?
Yeah, for this year.
Probably is in winter, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Interesting.
I don't think I could do another DUIC.
Why not? Okay, this is actually tea. So, like, I don't know if you know about, like, Professor Daniel Dewick in the poli-sci department.
I've heard of him many times,
yes.
But I don't really know.
He's, like, a polarizing figure, I feel like, because half the student body is, like, literally in love with him and thinks he's the best prof that's ever existed in the entire world, and the other half is, like, he's overrated, like...
I feel like that's true of every poli-sci
prof. Well, I feel like I've never had a poli-sci prof that was as good. I love Dewick.
Yeah.
I think Dewick is the best prof I've ever had in my life. So, I mean, maybe I'm biased, but I've never had even a poly prof or a prof in any other department who I liked as much as I like doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Why don't you like doing?
Well, no, I didn't take 227, and everybody, like, loved 227. I took foreign I took a Middle East class with him, mm-hmm. and it, a lot of it went over my head. I think that was the problem.
Yeah.
But I think that he's a good professor.
Yeah.
That class was not for me.
Mm-hmm. I took mm-hmm. a foreign policy Africa class, and my TA was a huge Pete Buttigieg supporter.
Oh,
oh my God.
That was very funny.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That was second term of second year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Wow. That's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really excited because so my freshman year, or like my first year, I guess, intern McGill.
My U0 year, like I didn't really do much for my major, so I really started my major second year.
Yeah.
And in my second year, and basically like all of my third year, like this year, I've had to take all of like the required courses and everything and all of the prereqs to my major, which is music. And so now I get to just sort of like mess around and do whatever I want, and that's really exciting. So,
yay.
And I also only, like Mika, well, before she switched to honors, like, I basically have only, like, 3 classes to take left.
Look at this.
But I'm still gonna do a full year, so I'm just gonna, like, take whatever I want.
Yeah.
Basically. So I'm taking this art history class, which I'm really excited for.
Fun.
I'm taking, like, this women in music class and women in Islam class.
Ooh.
In winter.
Okay.
Which is super exciting. So, it's a vibe.
What other, like, what music classes are you taking this year?
I'm taking medieval music. I'm taking a opera from Mozart to Puccini class.
Oh, gosh.
Then I'm taking another music history class. And then I'm taking, like, an entrepreneurship music class where you, like, have to put a project together that's, like, music entrepreneurship and then present it, which is really cool. And then I'm taking contemporary moral issues as one of, like, my complimentary classes for my social entrepreneurship minor.
Oh my God.
I'm taking a lot of like weird stuff, and it feels very full circle because in first year I took so many weird like random classes.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to that for my last year. It just feels good.
It feels good to be graduating where I started.
Oh my God.
I'm just excited to be back. I never thought that I would ever in a million years say this, but I'm just excited to be back on campus and in person classes.
I mean, things are progressing so quickly here.
Yeah, well, I think especially for, like, I don't know how it worked in the U.S. or if it was more gradual and stuff, but it feels like in a matter of weeks, it's like I'm not as scared about COVID as
absolutely.
I have been for the last year.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a lot less. Like, when I walk by someone on the street, I don't hold my breath anymore, which I've been doing for literally the last year and a half.
It's shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, I know. We were walking around last night because we went to eat at a restaurant. And
for the first
time. No one was wearing masks. Like,
yeah.
On the street.
Yeah.
I mean, I was, like, keeping my distance from people, not, like, getting up in their business, but, you know.
I feel like even here in general, that's more of the culture. Like, even coming from BC in May, I was like, what the heck? Like, because in Vancouver, like, everyone is wearing their mask outside, and even here, like, less people do that, but now it's even less.
Yeah, honestly, I was never really wearing it outside here.
Yeah.
Not, like, really, I wasn't.
Yeah, but I mean, it's unlike, unless I'm in, like, a big like crowd on the street, then I'll put a mask on and stuff. But like, if I'm just walking past a person, I'm much more likely to just hold my breath.
Yeah.
I feel like that works just as well.
That definitely works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then I don't breathe anything in, I don't breathe anything out.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
Indeed.
You're welcome, world. I'm saving you for my one
variant?
Dose vaccinated potential COVID disease. Although I'm getting, my roommate is immunocompromised, so she's coming back to our apartment, and so we're getting a test just to make sure of like, we don't have COVID, so she comes back and she doesn't get it. So I'm getting my test today, and hopefully it's the last one that I ever have to get.
That's so exciting.
And that's very exciting, especially because I had to do like 40 when I worked at my job on set.
Oh, yeah.
Because like every single week you get 3 tests, otherwise they don't
let
you come to work. So.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
Well, that's what they were doing in the States. Like, University of Arizona, my friend went there, and she got tested like 2 or 3 times a week.
Really?
Yeah, and that's how
it's not even worth it to go to class. You have to get tested that many times. It hurts, man.
And everybody ended up getting COVID anyway.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, I mean.
Literally, what was the point?
At least I know how many people have it, but like,
true.
Literally.
Yeah. Pretty much an exercise in futility, I feel like.
Yeah. But as of June 23rd, you can start signing up for your second dose, which is really exciting, which means we don't have to wait until September to get our second dose.
That is so exciting. I'm just
so
pumped for
exciting.
That. I know. Even when I went to get my first dose, they had the big sign up, and they were like, the day when you can get your second dose is like this day. And it was like September 6th or something like that. And I got my dose in May, like middle of May. So I was like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm going back to BC for before the 23rd, so I won't be able to get mine here. But even there, they're doing, like, they've shortened it to like an 8-week gap between first and second dose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I was really worried about, because I was going to get my second dose in the U.S., as was Maya and Becca and Rose, I think. I think we're all going to do it because all our doses for like are for like August, September.
Yeah.
And we're all going to the U.S. before then. But I was really worried because my like proof of vaccination is entirely in French.
Oh, yeah?
And I like knew that I was going to show up in L.A. County and was going to be like, no. What the fuck is this?
That is
it. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, do they allow you to get your second dose in the States if you got your first one?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. I called them. They said, because they literally have so many vaccines that people aren't taking.
So jealous of you guys.
But people aren't taking them. They were like, they're giving away $50 gift cards in California to the next 2 million people that get vaccinated.
What?
Just so people get vaccinated. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Meanwhile, I'm here begging for my second dose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, please, sir. Please give me a second dose.
The best, the funniest thing about the, like, Quebec's crazy gap between doses is, like, I got my first dose and they gave me an appointment for the second one. And I was like, what if I go to the U.S.? Like, do I cancel my appointment? And she was like, yeah, just make sure it's 112 days between doses. And I was like,
no,
actually.
That's not accurate.
I was like, in the U.S. they're doing 3 weeks. And she was like, what? It like blew her mind. I was
really?
Like,
okay. That's so weird. I can't like, cause, I mean, I, even this whole time, like the government's been saying, oh, it's actually not as bad to like wait a longer time between doses. And I'm like, yeah, well, it's not as bad, but I feel like it's still better to get your dose sooner rather than later after your first one.
I love how Quebec just, instead of being like, oh, we don't have enough doses to double dose, it's required to wait for
it's actually better.
It's actually
better. Yeah.
Like, no, okay.
And that's
we just know we don't have the vaccines.
Yeah. Just say you don't have the vaccines and go. Like, move along.
Yeah. Don't make up some, like, 100-day wait period. Yeah.
It's better this way. No, it's not.
No one said that.
Chill out.
Well, my sister was so stressed about this 4-month waiting period that she wanted me to come back to the States like, immediately so that I could get my second dose 3 weeks after. But whatever.
Yeah, you'll be getting it.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
Arrest my case, sophisticated, reckless, like I promised, and I had it, then I vanished, and you taught me through it, baby, do it. Well, you saved me, then you made me rich and famous, living legend, lies and games. I died in vain, blowing my own ashes in the wind. Tell me what you want me. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for anyone who loves me. Tell me what you want me to be. I'll do it for free. I'll do it for anyone who loves me. One night your fancy dolls, you better set us free or else we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up. We're not your fancy dolls, you better set us free or else we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up. I rest my case, domesticated bitches in Adidas, and the hired guns, I hired some to fake it till I make it, baby. Well, you saved me, then you made me rich and famous, kissing babies, lies and games. I died in vain, blowing my own ashes in the wind. Tell me what you want me to do. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for anyone who loves me. Tell me what you want me to be. I'll do it for free. I'll do it for anyone who loves me. We're not your fancy dolls. You better set us free or else we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up. We're not your fancy dolls. You better set us free or else we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up. Doesn't matter, baby, cause the sky is a lonely place to be. Oh, it does.
the sky is a lonely place. The sky is a lonely place. Tell me what you want me to. I'll do what you want me to. Tell me what you want me to do.
Fuck you up. We're not your fancy dogs. You better set us free or else we'll fuck you up. We'll fuck you up.
When are you guys going back to the States?
Going on Bastille Day.
Well, I don't know when.
July 14th.
Why would I know that? Why? I'm sorry. What would lead you to believe that anyone in this room right now would be like, oh yeah, Bastille Day. I know what day that is.
Mm-hmm. We're not all francophones. Yeah. The files.
Even francophones. Why would they know what Bastille Day is? That we're in Quebec.
French people always. Know.
But they're French Canadian.
Yeah, but they're obsessed with France in this province. They are obsessed with it. So let's not kid ourselves.
Yeah, I'm going back in July.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all going at like the same time.
Okay, yeah.
We're gonna leave Lucia alone.
Oh my gosh.
Hey, your apartment's gonna be empty. Maybe I'll come hang out.
Yeah, you guys should come and party in our empty house.
Yeah, exactly. Your beautiful 3-story apartment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with a massive terrace. These guys have moved into the most gorgeous apartment I've ever been in my entire life. And it's a student apartment?
It's a student apartment.
And I'm in here and I'm like, what the heck? Like, should be illegal.
Yours is really nice, too. It's smaller, but it's really nice.
Yeah, the annoying thing
about... Your
apartment
with Taylor?
Yeah.
Such a nice apartment.
It's really nice. The annoying thing about 2 bedrooms is they're always way more expensive than, like, even a 3-bedroom and stuff. Like, the per person per month is always a lot higher, but, so that was annoying, because I was going in, and I was like, yeah, I think my budget's like around $650, and Taylor was like, I don't think we're going to get an apartment in the Plateau for $650 each per month, and I was like, that's fair, okay.
Have you guys found subletters yet?
We have not. We have someone coming to see our apartment. Okay, so our landlord came to our...
You guys need us to clean it.
No, this is the thing. Our landlord came to our apartment yesterday to install a new washer dryer, because ours has been broken, and in the lease it says he's going to install a new washer dryer. So he came to install it. He comes in, he calls Taylor, and he goes, is there a cat here? And she goes... Yes, it's a friend's. We're taking care of it. Which is not true. It's not a friend. It's a foster cat. We've been fostering it for like several months now. And he goes, it smells so bad. You're not going to get a single subletter like with this, the apartment smelling this bad. Like, the neighbors are complaining, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I don't know if I've gone nose blind, but I simply could not smell a single thing. So I'm just saying. Anyway, it does kind of, the apartment's a mess. Taylor is my roommate is a very, very messy person, so you know there's just stuff everywhere, and especially when I'm not there to clean it, it's just destroyed. But he was also like, you're never gonna get a subletter with the apartment looking like this, but we have someone coming to tour it on Sunday.
Oh wow,
so fingers crossed for us that we get somebody.
So we need to come do like a marathon cleaning tonight.
Yeah, we'll do a cleaning party. We'll
Mika
get super
really
drunk.
Interesting.
Yeah, Mika really wants to come clean my apartment.
I went to go feed the cats and I was
coming.
Like, I want to do the dishes.
You're annoying. You're so annoying.
I will not join the cleaning party.
You guys can come. You guys can sit on the couch and drink, and Mika will clean.
That sounds like a great
idea. I'm
absolutely
down to
do
that.
I'm so okay with this.
Socializing and cleaning is my favorite thing.
Really?
You have to be socializing to do it.
I so much prefer. I'm not alone with like music blasting. I cannot clean.
Oh, absolutely.
I
put my music on.
Yeah.
And I
need Maya sitting there with me.
Yeah. I get in the dishwashing zone, and then I start like, oh, I could clean a bathroom in probably 30 minutes flat, like head to toe, if I just had like some really good like pop punk.
Well, what do you need to listen to? What's the go-to cleaning?
We got Green Day. We got Blink 182. Mm-hmm. We got 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
We got freaking My Chemical Romance.
Oh, of course.
We got Panic at the Disco. Mm-hmm. Fall Out Boy. If it's blasting in my ears, it's pop punk while I'm cleaning. That's what's happening.
Very valid. Extremely valid.
Is Sour entering the rotation?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Brutal. Can we talk about Sour by Olivia Rodrigo for a second?
Absolutely.
Excuse me, listeners. This is your cue to turn off
this radio station if you are not a fan of Sour by Olivia Rodrigo. Because it is the best album I've ever heard in my entire life.
Can we find a Montreal connection so we can play it on the show?
Honestly. Olivia actually is from Montreal.
Yeah, you wouldn't think it. Yeah, exactly. She's Canadian. She is. So we will be playing exclusively Sour on this show from now on. No, I'm just kidding. Although I wish. I wish we hadn't started out with this Montreal connection as our basis for playing music, because I just want to play Olivia Rodrigo
right.
all the time.
It's rough out here.
It really do be rough out here, guys.
Mainstream cannot be played on the radio.
I wanna play Olivia Rodrigo for you so bad. I think you'd pee your pants, but unfortunately, the powers at B keep me from doing as such. So
maybe I'll sneak one in.
Yeah, exactly. Put it in the playlist without anyone knowing. Just sneak it in there between like Les Louanges and
yeah.
Like,
Men I Trust.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, I'm trying to think of the two Montreal bands that I'm most familiar with. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
Charlotte Cardin.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm gonna play a lot of her today.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
The new album's out.
Yeah.
Did you listen to that one?
No, I didn't.
It was pretty good. I was a big fan of it, and I'm not like the biggest Charlotte Cardin stan, mm-hmm. but like I think her new album was quite good.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you'll hear it.
Yeah, you'll hear it coming up next.
Our show
very
today.
Soon. Yeah, exactly.
Amazing.
Know that I loved you so bad. I let you treat me like that. I was your willing accomplice, honey. And I watched as you fled the scene. The white as you buried me. One heart broke. Four hands bloody. The things I did, just so I could call you mine. The things you did. Well, I hope I was your favorite crime. You used me as an alibi. Cross my heart as you cross the line, and I defended you to all my friends. And now every time a siren sounds, I wonder if you're around, cause you know that I'd do it all again. All the things I did, just so I could call you mine. Things you did. Well, I hope I was your favorite crime. It's bittersweet to think about the damage that we do. Cause I was going down, but I was doing it with you. Yeah, everything we broke and all the trouble that we made. But I say that I hate you with a smile on my face. Oh, look what we became.
Doing pop culture wise lately, what's our music, our TV, our movies, etc., maybe our video games? I don't know, are we redditors, are we incels? Let's see.
We are not. We set up a projector.
Speak
in our
yourself.
Living room. Okay. We set up a projector in our living room and it looked really cool, but Michael was here and he was like, it looks like we're playing a video game. And I was like,
you may be
way
right.
To out yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to out yourself as someone who plays video games. Embarrassing.
I feel like we could do something with the projector to make it look less like a video game. Like, we should change the settings.
The problem is we watch it in the daytime and it's, like, too
yeah.
bright.
If you get a screen for it, that makes it look less like a video game.
That's
also,
true.
Screens are expensive.
Yeah,
so, like,
we have
got a white
wall.
Like,
we have a wall. It's okay.
It's fine. I think it looks fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One thing that we've done in the past few weeks is go to Maisonneuve Park Oh, yeah. I have never been to that park.
It's huge.
And I've lived here for 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty insane to bike. We took Bixies the first time we ever went together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fantastic.
I've never been there.
It's a gorgeous park.
It's a beautiful park. I'd never been there for a while as well. I'd never been there until, I want to say, the beginning of this year as well, like at the beginning of COVID. And it's like gorgeous. So beautiful. It's massive. It's like incredible. Right by the biodome and the stadium and stuff. So like there's tons to look at. The bike ride's pretty much flat there and back from the plateau.
It's a protected bike lane.
Yeah. I love it. I love Bisnet.
And you can bike all over the park. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
There's like bike paths everywhere and walking paths, and it's like, it's just gorgeous the whole way. Like the nature.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Love it. I think especially living in Montreal, like in the plateau in the downtown area, like you walk around and all you really see are buildings mm-hmm. or like Jean Mons or the mountain, and that's all like the nature you get. So sometimes I feel like very disconnected from like
indeed
trees and flowers and grass and stuff. So it's nice to go to a place where like you can just sit in the middle and you actually can't see a building.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's like you can't see, like it literally feels like you're not in Montreal.
Yeah, because exactly. It's in like suburbia, sort of.
Yeah, it's out of the way of like the direct downtown area, like the downtown core. So
it's so nice. Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's lovely. We love Maisonneuve. This Maisonneuve gets the Parc Maisonneuve gets the stamp of approval by all things McGill.
Absolutely.
McGill students, check it out. Leave the McGill bubble.
Leave the video
go
games.
Go gentrify another.
Yeah. Go past Saint Denis. Go past Sherbrooke or Saint Cat's.
Past
Papineau. Past Montreal.
Past Pi 9.
Yeah.
It's far.
Yeah. It is. It's a bit of a drive trek, but it's good.
It's nice
worth
bike it. Ride.
Like, when, just before COVID happened, I had just gotten my, like, a bus pass so that I didn't want to walk to McMed. So I would take the bus up Pine all the way to the top where McMed is, because I was like, I don't want to walk. It's like a 6-minute bus ride from my house, but I was like, I'd rather do that than walk the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that in second year, and then I had the bus pass, and so on the weekends, I would just, like, take the bus as far north or as far west or east or south or whatever, and I would just go wherever the bus took me and then get off and then study at a cafe there and then come back.
That
was
so cool.
It was such a good way to like see more of Montreal than like we as McGill students are used to seeing, because like at least like before the pandemic I was so insular, like I never left the plateau, or like if I did it was to go to like Oldport so or like to get my eyebrows done in Monkland Village because it's like $4 there. So
I feel like the pandemic has been worse though, because like if we go kind of far, you can't go in anywhere to, like, go to a cafe or go to the bathroom, even, you know? So it's, like, kind of, at least for me, especially in the winter, it was really hard to, like, go anywhere far at all, because I'm, like, I can't go warm up anywhere.
And with curfew, too.
Yeah.
Like, as you get further, and then it's, like, oh, it's 8 o'clock, we should leave in, like, 20 minutes if we're going to be home in time.
Yeah, exactly. Because
it's, like, you know, not having a car, all that jazz.
I still am stressed about curfew. I'm still, like, it's getting dark.
I know. Like, it's an automatic reflex now. I'm, like, oh, if I'm outside and it's past dark, I'm like, what is going on? Like, this shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah.
Like, someone was like, we're going out the other night, and they're like, we're gonna go to a terrace or something. And they were like, we're leaving now. And I was like, it's 9. We can't. And they're like, what are you talking about? There's no more curfew. And I was like, oh my God, like, mind blown. You're right. There's no more curfew.
Yeah.
And I was only here for a month with curfew.
Oh,
so I can't even imagine how you guys feel 5 months
past
that.
Most of it was in the winter when we weren't leaving at night anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't mind it then. It just shortened my work hours.
Yeah.
But by April, it was pretty ridiculous.
It was getting to a point where I was not enjoying.
Fed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wonder how I'm going to go back to, now that curfew's over, like how I'm going to go back to regular life. Because literally after curfew, I would do absolutely nothing work-wise, school-wise, anything. So it'd be, and during the winter when it was dark at like 6, I was like, okay, my day's over.
Yeah.
We'll do nothing.
Yeah.
Productive, like, you know, school productive at least. So it's going to be interesting to get back to those late nights at the library.
Oh God, I want nothing to do with it. I want genuinely nothing to do with it ever again.
Before that, there's late nights outside.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Cigars. Yes. Just have a couple months of that.
Oh my God, I just want to go somewhere.
Well, I can rally for that.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't rally for library night.
I know.
Speaking of, restaurants are opening next week.
Yes, indoor dining.
Indoor dining.
Insane.
Not sure I'll do that.
I don't think
think I'll do it. I'm hoping some people do it so that terraces are less busy.
That's true.
Because I went early to Darling yesterday. I went at 4:30, and even then, it was like a 20 minute wait.
Oh, is there a terrace at Darling?
Yeah, yeah, it's gorgeous. And the drinks are so good. They had this new, pina colada.
Can we go to Darling tonight?
Yeah.
I'll make a reservation.
Yeah. Because the line after we got there was literally like.
Well, because we tried making a reservation. I mean, we made a reservation yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But there might have called some places that were booked through July.
Really?
Yeah. Literally that bad.
Holy.
Like, Le Montreal, I'm sure if you wait in line,
mm-hmm.
you can get a table.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that sort of, they reserve some tables for, like, walk-in.
Mm-hmm.
But for a reservation, I looked online and it said that it wasn't available till July
That's
1st.
Insane.
Yeah.
That's literally crazy.
Which is crazy. So
people are dying to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't blame them.
Yeah, I can't blame them whatsoever.
I know. But that's what I'm hoping it happens, because I don't think I'm going to do indoor dining yet. But, like, if other people are doing it, and then that leaves less, like, room on the at least more room on the terraces. That's what I'm hoping. Because the line behind us, once we sat down at, like, 5, it became, like, at least an hour wait.
Yeah, good for you for going at 4:30. I would not have thought of that, but like,
no, yeah, because I was just like, it was a Friday as well, so I was like, I specifically asked my friend who I was going with, and I was like, we gotta go like early,
right?
Otherwise,
now
we're not gonna like get
exactly,
and we're not gonna sit, we're not gonna get a drink, and then I'm gonna be miserable because I haven't eaten and I'm hungry,
yep,
and I haven't had a drink.
Oh, absolutely,
and mommy need her drinky,
absolutely.
Anyways, mommy need her cocktail.
I'm gonna have to see that wine mom with all the signs.
Oh my gosh,
honey, it's mommy's wine time.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Of course size matters. No one wants a small glass of wine. If you know what I mean.
Mommy's happy juice.
Mommy's happy juice! This is mommy's sleepy time juice. Go to bed, darling. Go to bed.
I hate that shit.
I can't wait for that. I simultaneously hate that and cannot wait for that to meet me someday.
I'll take care of your kid.
Yeah.
Future.
You can take care of my kid. You can come to my house, wash my dishes, feed my cats, take care of my children. I cannot wait for that.
And I'll just drink wine.
As you stumble into alcoholism further.
Oh,
not further.
For, I like how you added the word at the end there, because you're like, oh, I can't say stumble into alcoholism. She's already halfway there. So. There's not been a day this week that I haven't had a drink, and that's a little worse than me.
Okay.
But
It's ketchup.
Every day, it's like, what are you going to do? Go to a terrace or go to the park.
My mom calls me and asks me what I'm doing. I'm
Because we can't go to cafes. Like, we can't go to restaurants. We can't go to, like I don't know. We can't just hang out in each other's houses and stuff.
And I can't talk to you guys sober. It's annoying.
I literally despise talking to people sober.
Oh, my God.
This is the only time we interact when we're sober.
Oh, absolutely.
During the radio show.
Anyways, I have a meeting, so this was All Things McGill.
This has been All Things McGill.
CQT 90.3 FM. I'm Maya.
I'm Annika.
I'm Mika for one day only.
And see you next week.
Summer left me broken, and your cold rain had me soaking. You know I left my heart in the hands of a child. Hold yours in mine, hold yours in my hands of a child.
A fist full of kisses.
Bet. But sometimes I go and forget, 'cause one day we met, oh, one day we met.
Now we went wild,
not our place. A heavy-handed girl, familiar face.
She'd like to know if you were there. Paint her like a French girl's. I don't even care. Send her a fistful of kisses. Find a list full of bitches.
A fistful of kisses.
It back, I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I want just to come back like a phoenix. A phoenix. You've been worried about me. The tornado inside, I've been complicated. Take a second to show me how to burn in her eyes. I could swear I'm changing. I wasn't very happy when you met me, baby boy. You told me you loved me. Does it a back? I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I want just to come back like a phoenix. A phoenix. Haven't called back, but I'm building it up slowly, baby, surely. You're the first one I contact when I feel good enough. You don't have to worry. I wasn't very happy when you met me, baby boy. You told me you love me. Little back, I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I was just to come back like a phoenix. You told me you love me. Little back, I don't mean it. I had to burn everything that I was just to come back like a phoenix.
All the roses in the world, you don't need for my.
A group of McGill students drafted a letter calling on McGill to divest from its financial ties to Israeli companies which contribute and facilitate the ongoing demolition of homes, dispossession of Palestinian families, and ethnic cleansing in occupied Palestine. They also asked that Zionism be included in McGill's policy on racism and discrimination. The letter has garnered over 1,400 signatures and counting, an impressive amount that shows how popular the demands are within the McGill community. In response, the provost sent out an MRO stating that the demand to include Zionism in the definition of racism is antithetical to McGill's EDI values and made no mention of the divestment calls. In response, the organizers released a statement and provided criticisms of the controversial MRO, which can be found on the Students in Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights McGill Facebook page. The next day, students mobilized on campus to express their anger at the administrative response and led chants such as "Students over donor money" and "Free, free Palestine." The administration has yet to respond to the unrest and opposition that students expressed in response to their MRO.
I'll keep finding my way to you. I cross all the ocean, lost all my fortune for you. Spent all my time and my very last dime. I cross all the oceans. Got my mind on my money. Out anytime that you want, yeah. And no, you'll never be alone. It don't matter the place, don't matter the time zone. I cross all the oceans for you, lost all my fortune.
never really here. Left my heart back there with you. And I reminisce cause I start losing it. But baby,
and cross all the oceans for you.
directions on how to use your radio, find the power button, turn it to on, turn the knob to CKUT 90.3 FM, relax and enjoy.
Hello to all listeners, this is Grumpy Kitty Boy, your host for today's World Skip the Beat.
Yeah,